When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Drew, welcome, man.
Hello.
Just take us through, you know, what went through this process and why you wanted to come to New York.
Yeah. You know, each year, this is my second year of going through the free agency. And, you know, I always thought this was going to be a little less stressful than the time before, but free agency is free agency. You're picking a new place to live. You're picking a new building. You're picking a new coaching staff. There's just a lot that goes into it. One, you know, the New York Giants are an iconic franchise. Me and Daniel have a great relationship. Daboll is, you know, a wizard with quarterbacks. There's a lot of those reasons that I came here. And both, you know, the place that I was coming from in Seattle was a whole new staff as well. So either place that I picked, whether it was here or there, it was going to be a new offense. It was going to be a new coaching staff. There's a lot of unfamiliarity in both sides of it. So that kind of cleared me up to, you know, maybe feel like I can go somewhere else and, you know, learn a new offense, get behind a new coaching staff and see where it takes me.
What have you been told about your opportunity to sort of come in and compete and potentially start?
Yeah. Daniel Jones is the starter of this team. And that's been conveyed to me. Now I need to come in and push Daniel to be the best he can be. And that's the role that I've played for Gino. That's the role that I played for Teddy. That's the role that Brett Rypien played for me when I was a starter in Denver. I've had both sides of this. You know, I've been the guy to push a starter, and I've been the starter that's being pushed by the backups. It's all about making that room as best it can be. And if we do that, you know, sky's the limit for this team.
Appreciate you, man. Enjoy your time here.
Yes, sir.
Dan Duggan.
Hey, Drew, welcome. I'm not sure if you saw the comments John Schneider made. Like, what do you make of that? Was it just some confusion with your message to him? Or?
Yeah, I got told about it. I'm not on social media too much. I had one conversation with Schneider, and I called him after, you know, I made the decision to come here, and I just wanted to say thank you for the opportunities that they gave me there and bringing back, you know, kind of the old player that I used to be. And that's where it really got left. He asked me if it was a one or a two, and I said it's a one. He said, okay, awesome. And then I just said thank you one more time. And he said, hey, you were great for us, and we appreciate everything you did for us. And that's all the words that I had for him in that conversation.
Gotcha. And then with it being a one-year deal, what are you looking to get out of this year for yourself, like, you know, going forward or just obviously this year too?
Yeah, I've noticed that, you know, through my 5 years that I've had in the league, I've had three different OCs. And, you know, you can look at it like you got to keep learning new offenses. You got to keep getting familiar with, you know, new plays. And that only comes with practice. That only comes with game reps. But being able to have those three different offenses under my belt, now being able to add a fourth, I feel like I can just, you know, I pick up things quicker. There's nothing you can't throw at me in a playbook that I feel like I haven't seen anymore. And I wanted to add, you know, a playbook like Daboll's been running and with what he did with Josh and all the quarterbacks that he's had and what he did with Daniel. Just seems like a really awesome opportunity.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Drew. How are you?
I'm doing good, Paul. How are you?
Good, good. First of all, how do you know Daniel? You know, you said you had a great relationship with him. How does that, you know, how did that manifest itself?
So, Senior Bowl, 2019, roommates. My roommate was Daniel Jones. We would I mean, we had John Gruden at the time. He was with the Raiders. He was our coach. So we were both a little nervous going to those meetings, him getting up, making us stand up, do the play call, call out plays that we had just learned a day ago. So we would sit up. I remember both of us sitting there with our books late at night, and it was like, all right, who's going to fall asleep first? Like, who's going to beat the other guy saying, I studied more that night? And that's just, that was kind of the competitive nature we had. And I had a lot of fun with him that week and building that relationship with him now, and then being able to come back and, you know, now have a relationship with him here. It's pretty cool.
Good roommate, sloppy, not sloppy.
No, he was a great roommate. He might have thought I was a little messy at times, but no, he was great. I enjoyed that week with him. He can spin it, man, and I'm just excited to work with him.
And how do you look this next chapter in your career? You know what I mean? It's another team, another new start. You're only 27. You know what I mean? I'm sure you want to play. You know, so how do you see this as you know, 1 year opportunity here?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, in this league wants to play as much as they can. I'm looking at it as I'm joining a great football team. You know, I want to help this team in any way I can, bring as many wins home, you know, to this program as we possibly can, make a run into the playoffs and see what happens from there. So really, I don't have any like super specific things besides I'm going to help this team every single day as best as I can. And whether that's me helping me or me helping Daniel or me helping the backs, the O-line, whatever it may be, I'm going to do that for this team.
Thank you, Drew.
Yes, sir.
Kim Jones.
Hi there. Paul actually kind of sort of asked the question, Drew, that I was going to ask you, but I'll kind of pivot on the fly here. When you do join a new team, what goes into this, you know, family-wise, personally, you got to learn a new offense. Like, how overwhelming is it in free agency to join a new group?
Yeah. Just picture, you know, moving schools as a third grader. You know, that's pretty much what it feels like. You're making new friends. You don't know the bus route. You don't know when you're getting off the bus. You don't know when you're getting on the bus. Like, it's all those feelings that you might have had back then, right now. But, you know, you're a little more mature. You realize what it is. You're excited for the opportunity. You're excited for the new school. You know, like, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. But with the coaching staff that they have here and the players they have here and, you know, how comfortable I felt with Daniel, it felt like an easy decision.
If I could quickly follow up, Daniel's obviously coming off an injury.
Yeah.
Does that in your mind, you know, and there would be no shame if it does, say, well, conceivably, they could need me to start the season. You know, there might be a different opportunity here than if you were joining a team where every quarterback on the roster were healthy and ready to go.
Yeah, we haven't gotten into too specifics on when Daniel would be back and when he wouldn't be back. I just know that there's, you know, a possibility for me to get a lot of reps in OTAs. That's all I've been told.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll take three more. Patty Traina.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
Hi, Patty.
Nice to meet you. Welcome. Drew, can you reflect on the growth that you have experienced from first coming in the league? I mean, obviously, you've had some ups and downs. Can you just talk about that growth and where you're at today, you feel, in your career, and where your ceiling is?
Yeah. You know, I'd say I'm more confident than I ever have been, and that comes with each rep that you add on, you know, add on to your tool belt. There's a lot that I needed to learn when I came into the league, and you know, we caught fire early. We played really well when I first started playing, and then you get into that second year, and then the ups and downs, the roller coaster began, and I felt like I've just learned a numerous amount of things since then. I know I'm a different quarterback. I know I'm a different guy than what I was 2-3 years ago. Heck, my first year in Seattle, I'm a different guy my second year there. It's a product of being around really good coaches, really great quarterbacks. Gino was amazing to me. That was one of the harder relationships to leave. You know, I really appreciate everything that G's done for me and confidence and teaching me the game. The ceiling is really high, in my opinion. You know, I'm excited to get here and show this place what I'm made of.
As a competitor, though, obviously you want to start.
Of course.
But when you aren't starting, how do you kind of stoke that competitiveness within yourself?
Yeah, I think you can let it out in other ways. I probably won't go too easy on the first team defense during scout team reps. There's a thousand different ways, but really, I've had great quarterback rooms in my career that have helped me be the best starter I could be, and I just felt like, you know, when I am the backup, it's my job to return that. People have been great to me when I was a starter at Missouri, when I was a starter in Denver, the 2 weeks I started last year in Seattle. It's just time for, you know, me to give that back to the people, if they are the one and I'm the two.
Thank you, Drew.
Thank you.
Charlotte Carroll.
Hey, Drew. Nice to meet you and welcome to New York.
Hi.
You brought up Dable and Daniel, but how much are you familiar with Mike Kafka and Shea? And have you had the opportunity to kind of talk with them?
Yeah, gotten to talk to both of them. I think, you know, I'm originally from Kansas City. So with Kafka being in Kansas City there, I've definitely heard a lot about him. I'm excited to work with those two guys. I've had a blast talking to them. Football is going to be football. You know, we're going to talk X's and O's for a majority of the time. But when you feel like you can have a good relationship with the coaches, you feel like you can, you know, talk to them on an everyday basis, that makes it a little more fun. And both of those guys have given me that vibe. And I'm just excited to work with those guys because football is football. They're here for a reason. You know, they're really good coaches. So to be able to mix in them being cool guys at the same time is awesome.
What have you heard about Kafka? I have to follow up on that.
We'll keep that between me and him and me and the team here. Good things. All good things. All good things. Just fun good things.
I will be following up on that.
Yeah. Deal.
Last one, Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, Drew, thanks for doing this.
Of course.
Just two things. What was your pre-draft experience with the Giants? Did you take a facility visit? I think I remember Pat Shurmur at the time was the head coach, and I think I remember him liking you. Did you think there was a chance you were going to end up as a Giant then, and what was your experience?
Yeah, I had a great visit here. Mike Shula was the quarterback coach. I spent a lot of time with him. You know, really seeing faces again that I remember seeing 5 years ago. I enjoyed my time here. I really did. Thought there was a chance, but, you know, I obviously ended up in Denver, and, you know, it came full circle. Shurmur and Shula ended up going to Denver, and then I leave Denver, and then I'm coming back to New York. It's just, football's crazy, man. It's a cool, cool sport, and I'm just really excited to be here.
And the second thing, the other thing Schneider said was a Baker Mayfield comparison. Do you have any idea that you're getting an opportunity similar to him? Do you have any idea where that came from? Was that Baker Mayfield's name conveyed to you by the Giants or by you to Schneider?
Oh, Baker Mayfield is a heck of a football player. We're good friends with the Bake Show, me and my wife and his wife. I like talking about Baker, but I did not have a talk with John about Baker.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.